Psalm 11 says, "In the Lord put I my trust." Our Father, thank you for the day. Thank you for what you've revealed unto us. Pray you'll use this time to encourage the heart of your people in Jesus' name. Amen. You be seated. I want to look at this thought, just a little talk with David. Just a little talk with David. This is a psalm of David. I know that because the psalm declares to the chief musician, a psalm of David. I'm a pretty smart fellow, amen? Psalm of David. He said, "In the Lord put I my trust." And so I want to reveal some things to you about this. First of all, we find this, that David says, "How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to the mountain." So David, first of all, has his friends. I want to tell you, you better be careful about your friends and listening to what they tell you. It's good to have friends, amen, but you better put your trust in the Lord, not in your friends. Hey, you can love your friends, but you better trust the Lord. Then he talks about his foes. He said, "For lo, the wicked bend their bow, and they make ready their arrow upon the string. They may privately shoot the upright in heart." We've got many foes. David had some foes. He had a lion, he had a bear, he had a giant. All those foes were very different, amen? It's not the same fight a lion. I've never fought a lion, but I believe I'd rather fight a lion than fight a bear. I'm not sure. But I know this, I'd rather fight a lion and a bear than I would a giant, amen? But David fought a lion, he fought a bear, he fought a giant, and then he came in contact with Saul. I believe this was written while he was in battle with Saul. It says his foes. So David talked about his foes. We've got foes, amen? We've got a world, we got the devil, we got the flesh. These are foes that we face every day. And then he's talked about foundations. He said, "The foundations be destroyed. What can the righteous do?" We're living in a day when the fundamental foundations of our faith being destroyed. And listen, it's time to stand up. Stand up, listen, in the old-time religion, old-time paths and fundamentals. Hey, I appreciate the fundamentals, but not only the foundation. He talks about his Father. He said, "The Lord's in his holy temple. The Lord's throne's in heaven." Aren't you glad we have a heavenly Father? By the way, a Father directs you. A Father loves you. A Father cares for you. Father look after you. That's what fathers do. Glad we have a heavenly Father. You said, "I didn't have an earthly Father." Yeah, but if you're saved, you got a heavenly Father. He said, not only a heavenly Father, but then he talked about the foolish. He said, "The Lord tries righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth." They're foolish people that trust in the things of this world. Foolish people who are living according to violence. Listen, they some that love to fight, love to go to the honky-tonks and the bars, and they'll pull out their knives and they'll pull out their guns and they'll shoot one another and stab one another, cut one another. Listen, the Lord hates that. The Lord, by the way, that's a foolish man, but he talks about the fire. He says, "Upon the wicked he shall rain fire, snares, and brimstone, a horrible tempest, that shall be the portion of their cup." David talks about the fire. He said, "Judgment's coming." I want to say to you this afternoon, judgment's coming. We're all going to stand before the Lord and give an account. Don't care if you're saved or you're lost. You're going to stand before God and give an account. Oh, pity for those who do not know Christ, though. They'll be cast forever into outer darkness. And then he talks about the faithful. He said, "For the Lord, the righteous Lord loveth righteousness, and his countenance doth behold the upright." I'm glad this afternoon that God's looking on this crowd. God's looking at you. He knows your heart. He knows where you're at. He knows where you're headed. He knows what's going on in your life. Hey, stay upright. Trust in the Lord. David said, "In the Lord I'll put my trust."